first.
Timothy 前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
请我们大家一起读。
Let's read together.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理柱石和根基，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。神在，肉身显现。
Was vindicated by the Spirit,
天使看见
seen by the angels,
被传于外邦
the nations,
被世人信服
word,
被接在荣耀里、啊、对不起我就、啊、16节一同读下来了
I'm sorry we went ahead and continued to read verse 16
因为习惯了读完15节一定是读16节
It's almost like out of habit that you read verse 15 then you will also read 16、
啊、多读一点主的话也是好的
It's alright if we read moreGod's word.
那我们再读一次彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第四节和五节。
We will read verses 4 and 5.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭祀，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。好，我们圣经啊，暂时先读到这里。
We will stop here for a while.Reading the Bible.
以后还要读好多地方的圣经。
We would turn on to other scriptures later on.
我开头我们就读这两处的圣经。
In the beginning, we would read these two portions.
刚才我们弟兄已经告诉我们，这一段时间我们都是讲到神的家。
Our brother had mentioned earlier that these time we've been talking on about the house of God.
啊，我记得不错，我好像听见弟兄们说是从五月份开始一直。
If I remember correctly, we've been talking on this topic since May.
就是在夏令会里面，主题也是神的家。
Even in the summer conference, this was our center topic.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，这个对神家这一方面的话也听了很多了。
I believe you've heard much concerning the house of God.
那么今天我们还是要讲到那个神的家。
But today we shall continue to talk on this topic.
刚才傅弟兄已经告诉我们，那今天我们是从三方面来说。
Earlier, Brother John has shared with us that today we shall talk concerning three aspects.
啊，说到神家的那个特征。
We will talk about the special characteristics of God's house.
头一方面我们从伯特利来讲。
First, we will talk about through Bethel.
第二方面，我们从伯利恒来讲。
Second, we shall see it from Bethlehem.
第三方面，我们从伯大尼来讲。
And thirdly, we will see it from Bethany. Bethany.
那这三个地方啊，都是预表神的家的。
All these three places represents God's house.
伯特利翻出来就是神的家。
Bethel, the meaning of Bethel is the house of God.
那伯利恒翻出来就是粮食之家。
And the meaning of Bethlehem is the house of food.
那么这个伯大尼翻出来就是无花果之家。
And the meaning of Bethany is the house of figs.
所以无论是这家，无论是这个粮食之家，无论是无花果之家，都是指到神的家说的。
Whether it is the house of God, the house of food, or the house of figs, these all represents the house of God.
如果还没有讲之前呢，我先这个让弟兄们回想一下我们前两次我们说弟兄们所讲的。
And before I go into my topic, I want to refresh your memory concerning what our brothers had shared previously.
夏令会我们不算，那么这个在这里上一次中年弟兄讲到关于神家的服事。
Not counting the summer conference, we will begin with what Brother Philip has shared about the service, the ministry in the house of God.
那么在前一次，贝尔弟兄讲到，神的家，是主耶稣是主。
And our brother Dale also shared with us that in the house of God, Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord.
这都是很重要的一件事。
These are all very important things to remember.
尤其那个圣灵加一个特征，就是主耶稣基督是主。
Especially in the house of God, our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord.
然后我们的家就是我们是主。
In our own household, we are the Lord.
那或者是这个还有什么家啊？总是有人有做主的。
In every household, you will find someone who is the Lord over that house.
那么圣灵家当然是神在做主。
Of course, in the house of God.Jesus is the Lord.
啊，就是主耶稣在做主。
Jesus is our Lord.
那这个是当初门徒们的见证。
This was the testimony by the disciples.
当教会产生出来之后。
When the church was created.
使徒们在站起来做那见证。
The apostles stood up to testify.
他们就宣告这个事实。
They proclaimed this fact.
是你们钉在十字架那位耶稣，谁竟叫他从死里复活了。
The Jesus which you have crucified on the cross.God has already raised him.
不仅叫从死里复活，并且用右手将他高举。
And God has exalted him with his right hand.
以后他又说到，那么说全以色列家全家都该知道这件事情。
Later on, they mentioned that the whole household of Israelites shall assure to this.
那这一位钉十字架全家从死里复活的主耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
This Christ whom God has resurrected from the dead, He has already established Him as Lord and God.
说主耶稣是主。
Our Lord Jesus is the Lord.
他是全家之主。
He is the Lord over the entire household.
只有主耶稣是主。
Only Jesus is the Lord.
不是任何的制度是主。
Not any type of organization.
也不是任何的遗传是主。
Or any type of ritual.
也不是任何的方法是主。
Not any method.
也不是任何的人是主。
And nor anybody.
乃是主耶稣是主。
But only Jesus is the
Lord. 因为这是主的家。
Because this is His house.
这是神的家。
This is God's house.
没有一个人能代替他来做主。
No one can substitute Him as Lord.
就好像我们自己家一样。
Just like our own household.
那虽然你可能是我好朋友，但是你不能在我家里做主的。
Maybe you can be my best friend, but you cannot be the Lord in my house.
那若是你在做主的话，我说这是我的家。
If you want to be the Lord, then I will tell you this is my house.
做主的，那你家我也不能在你家里做主。
And in your house, I cannot be the Lord.
虽然我常常到弟兄这位家里去。
Although I can visit you often.
从前的时候。
In the past, I do that.
那我看有时候看见那个布置不算太好。
Sometimes I see the decoration not very pretty.
按着我的这个喜好来说呢，我真是给他要改换一下。
By my own desires, I really want to change the decor of the house.
但是我不敢做。
But I dare not to do so.
因为这样做太不礼貌了。
Because it's not polite.
因为不是我是主。
I am not the Lord of that house.
他是主。
But that person is the Lord.
所以我不能替他做主。
Therefore, I cannot make decisions for him.
也是这样。
The house of God is the same.
没有一个人替他做主的。
No one can make decisions for him.
也没有一种制度和一种方法来替他做主。
Not a method or any means.
只有主耶稣是主。
Only Lord Jesus is the Lord.
那你说主耶，那圣灵加这么多。
You say there's so many houses of God. 圣灵
加这么大。
The house of God is so great.
那主耶稣怎么能管得过来呢？
Then how can he manage all?
但是不要忘记，他今天在圣灵里面。
Do not forget that today he is the Holy Spirit.
他已经从死里复活。
He has risen from the dead.
那么他把圣灵赐下来。
And he sent down the Holy Spirit.
现在主耶稣在圣灵里面。
Now Lord Jesus is in the Holy Spirit.
他是无所不在的。
He is everywhere.
他是无论在什么地方。
He is in every place.
他都在那个地方。
He is always there.
他不仅在教会的里面。
He is not only in the church.
他也在我们个人里面。
He is also within each individual. He is the Lord of the church.
他也是我们个人的主。
He is also the Lord of the
individual. 主耶稣是主。
We need to see that our Lord Jesus is the Lord.
这是神所定规的一件事。
This is established by God.
谁竟用右手将他高举？
For God has already exalted him with his own right hand.
做主做基督了。
He has already established him as Lord and God. He is our Lord.
他也是我们的王。
He is our King.
所以今天我们该为这事做见证。
Today we shall testify to this fact.
世人他们不知道这件事情。
The world did not know this.
他们也不会为这事做见证。
And they will not testify for this fact.
弟兄们，我们知道。
The brothers and sisters, we do know.
因为神的话已告诉我们。
Because God's word tells us.
神竟是他从死里复活了。
That God has called him to be risen from the dead.
神竟用右手将他高举。
And God has exalted him with his own right hand.
是的，他
So that he is beyond and above all things.
他做主做基督了。
God established him as Lord and Christ.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
他是整个宇宙万有的主。
And he is the Lord of the universe.
不过今天那个世界还不承认这件事。
But today the world will not confess to this fact.
因为他们不认识主。
For they do not know the Lord.
我们承认这件事。
But brothers and sisters, we know this fact.
一定认识我们的主。
Because we know our Lord.
那我们来承认一件主耶稣是主。
We confess that Jesus is the Lord.
所以我们也常常唱个诗歌，他是主，他是主。
We often sing the hymn that He is the Lord, He is Lord.
他已经从死里复活，因为他是主。
Dead, for He is Lord.
万骑都向他跪拜，万口都向他称颂。
All knees shall bow to Him, and all mouths shall confess.
主耶稣是主。
That our Lord Jesus is the Lord.
我们常常唱这诗歌。
We often sing this hymn.
我们也很喜欢唱。
We also love this hymn.
在这里弟兄姊妹可能唱的是唱的少一点。
Maybe we haven't seen it often recently.
我在有一个聚会里面呢，那么他们常常唱这诗歌。
I've been to a meeting where they sing this song.
这实在是我们的见证。
Because this is our testimony.
我们在世人中间做一个见证，主耶稣是主。
Among the people of this world, we make a testimony that Jesus is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
Jesus is our Lord.
他是个人的主。
He is the Lord for the individual.
他是整个宇宙万有的主宰。
And He is the Lord for the universe.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
My sister, this is our testimony.
我们不仅是用口来做见证。
We not only make the testimony with our mouth.
我们的生活，我们的侍奉，都为着这件事做见证。
But our daily living, our ministry, all testify to this fact.
光是口里说主耶稣是主，那是虚假的。
If we only confess with our mouth, then this is in vain.
必须在生活里让主耶稣做主。
We must allow Christ to be the Lord in our life.
我们的侍奉里让主耶稣做主。
We must allow Christ to be the Lord in our ministry.
在家庭里让主耶稣做主。
In our family, we should allow Him to be our Lord.
一切事我们都宣告一件事，主耶稣是主。
In everything, we proclaim that Christ is our Lord.
我们话这样说。
Not only we say it with words,
他们也这样看见。
But we let the people see.
那这一般人，他们在他们中间实在主耶稣是主。
The Lord truly exists among these people.
虽然他们不认识主耶稣基督。
Although they do not know Jesus Christ.
他们也不承认主耶稣是主。
They do not confess that He is the Lord.
但是他们看见我们的生活。
But as they see our daily living.When they see our ministry,
看见我们所表现出来的，
when they see our works,
不承认说主耶稣是他们的主。
They have to confess that Jesus is their Lord.
主耶稣，这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
我们借着话语告诉人。
Through our words, we tell people.
我们也借着我们生活侍奉有得着的表现，也能看见主耶稣是主。
And through our everyday living, we represent Christ.
我们乃是伏在他的权柄之下的。
We are under His authority.
我们呢是让他在那做主。
We allow Him to be the Lord.
他不仅是支配我们的生活。
He reigns over our lives.
支配我们的侍奉。
He also reigns over our ministry.
无论大事小事。
In great things or small things.
在话语行事为人当中，主耶稣都是我们的主。
In our words and our behavior, He is our Lord.
从前可能是我们自己是主。
In the past, we are our own Lord.
我愿意做什么就做什么。
I want to do whatever.
我愿意说什么就说什么。
I'll say whatever I want to
say. 我愿意到哪里去就到哪里去。
Wherever I want to go, I go.
现在我们就蒙恩得救了。
But now I am saved.
我们已经受浸归在主的名下。
I am baptized under His name.
我们承认说主耶稣是我们的主。
We confess that Jesus is our Lord.
我们既然这样承认。
Since we made this confession,
我们在一切事让主耶稣做主。
Then let Him be the Lord in everything.
活在这个世界里面。
We live in this reality.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣让他做主的时候。
As the Lord Jesus Christ,
你就看见神的祝福就倾倒下来。
You will see that blessing of God shall pour down in your life.
要充满在我们中间。
His blessing shall be abundant among us.
我们看不见神的祝福。
Many times we cannot see His blessing.
许多时候不觉得神的丰富。
Many times we cannot feel His blessing.
就是我们没有让主耶稣让做主。
It's because we have not yet allowed Him to be the Lord. We are still the Lord over our own lives.
许多时候主感动我们。
Many times the Lord will move us.
让我们这样。
He wants us to do this.
我们不肯。要我们那样做，我们不肯。
We're not willing.
我们课堂，我们是课堂，还是常常抵挡他的。
We often do things against His will.
没有让他做主。
We did not allow Him to be the Lord.
所以我们的享受不到主的丰富。
Therefore, we cannot fully enjoy His riches.
那我们弟兄不是在讲到吗
？Our brother mentioned this.
他元首是主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus is our head.
那我们都是基督的身上肢体。
And we are members to this body.
神的膏油就倒在元首的头上。
And God shall pour down the oil upon the head.
然后从元首流到胡须。
And then the oil shall flow down to the beard.
然后从胡须就流到全身。
And from the beard shall flow down to the
entire body. 一直流，流到整整衣襟。
And shall even to the hem of the robe.
最下面的一个这个衣襟呢都流到了。
Even the very edge of the robe shall be soaked with his oil. Because Jesus is the Lord.
膏油不是倒在我们身上的。
The oil is not poured.
浓油乃倒在主元首上身上的。
But the oil is poured upon.
乃是从头一直流下来，一直流下
来。And from the head it shall flow.
整个的教会都充满了那个神的丰富。
And the entire church shall be filled with the riches.
都那么有份于那个神的丰富。
We can now take part in his riches.
都那么享受到神的祝福。
We can now enjoy his blessings. 应
当主耶稣基督缘故。
It is all because of
Jesus Christ. 弟兄姊妹，若是我们不让主耶稣做主的话，那我们就不能享受这个丰富了。
Then we cannot.
我们也不能得到神的祝福，所以我们必须要记得一件事，这是神的家，这个家呢，主耶稣是主，不是任何的制度，也不是任何的委员会，也不是任何的方法，也不是任何的遗传，乃是主耶稣做主。弟兄在许多时候仇敌非常记恨这件事。
The enemy hates this.
他不让主耶稣做主。
He will not allow Jesus to be the Lord.
他要自己站做主。
He wants to be the Lord himself.
当然，撒旦若是做我们主人的话
，Of course, if Satan is our Lord,
那我们都不愿意的。
Then we will not be willing.
他说：“我来做主可以不可以
？”If Satan asks you, "Can I be your Lord?"
我们不会让撒旦做主的。
We will definitely say no to him.
我们不会让魔鬼做主的。
We will not allow him to be the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，撒旦只要得到我们。撒旦只要抓住一切事物，他利用这些事物，他利用我们的自己，就来统治我们，来做我们的主人。
And make us to be the Lord.
他直接要做主，我们谁也不答应。
If he wants to be the Lord directly,
他会利用世界来支配我们。
But he will use this world to control us.
用我们的肉体、我们血气来支配我们。
He will use our flesh and our
blood to control us. 或者是用任何许多的制度或许多的方法来支配我们。
Or he will use many methods to control us.
只要不让主耶稣在这做主。
As long as Jesus is not the Lord.
撒旦就在我们身上做主了。
Then Satan.
我们直接和间接都受他的支配。
Directly and indirectly.
就在他的控制之下。
We are under his reign.
说撒旦，他历史历代用千方百计的不让主耶稣做主。
Throughout the ages, Satan used all sorts of means to replace Christ as our Lord.
这件事情是他所最记恨的一件事。
This is something that he hates the most.
因为知道什么时候耶稣做主。
He knows whenever Jesus is the Lord,
神的祝福就要冲倒下来。
Then God's blessing shall pour out.
神的旨意就要成就。
Then God's will will be accomplished.
神的心意就要达到完全。
And His will will be fulfilled.
撒旦国度就崩溃了。
And Satan's kingdom shall be destroyed.
非常记恨这个。
Therefore Satan hates this.
他一直要高举他自己。
He continues to exalt himself.
让他在那做主。
So that he can be the Lord.
他借着人在那做主。
He is the Lord through men.
各种事物在那做主。所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要知道仇敌的诡计。
We must know the device of the Satan.
一面我们看见主耶稣是主。
On one hand, we see that Jesus is
Lord. 另外方面，也看见仇敌是他是不要主耶稣做主。
On the other hand, we need to know that Satan do not wish that Christ is
Lord. 借着各种人事物来代替主耶稣来做主。
He will use all kinds of things, men, or ways to replace Christ.
他就在这一切人事物的背后来统治人。
He is behind all these people and these things.
来管制人。
He will control them.
所以弟兄们，我们要警醒。
One sister, we need to be on guard.
我们要认识仇敌的诡计。
We need to know the devices of Satan.
我们也许没有任何的制度。
Maybe we do not.
我们也许没有任何的方法。
Maybe we claim that we don't have any methods.
我们也许没有任何的遗传。
Or we don't have any traditions.
但是我们却常常会落在这种情形。人来代替主耶稣。
But we often fall in some kind of condition that we
place Christ in the Lord. 许多人也都愿意高举自己。
Many people also wish they exalt themselves.
来代替主耶稣。
To replace Christ.
不让主耶稣做主。
They will not allow Christ.
人在做主。
They want men to be on the top.
弟兄姊妹，我们也看见仇敌的诡计。
My sister, we have seen the devices.
我们也看见圣的儿女们所受的亏损。
We have seen the loss.
所以我们一定，我们要警醒。
We need to.
我们要说主耶稣是主。
We need to claim that
不是任何的人
not any man,
不是任何的事
not any man,
也不是任何的东西
and not any,
也不是任何的制度
not any man,
乃是主耶稣是主
but only Christ,
没有一个人能做我们的主
no one
乃是主耶稣基督他是我们的主
only Christ,
我们服在主耶稣的权柄之下
we subject under his
我们是跟随主耶稣
we follow Christ,
所以你看见彼得当初的使徒们起来时候
you see when the apostle rose up to speak,
犹太教又做他们的主
the Judaism became their Lord.
大祭司要起来再支配他们。
The high priest wants to rise up to control them.
他们说听从神，不听从人是应该的。
And this it is right to listen to God.
我们可以听从你们。
We can listen to you.
但是如果是我们不听从神的话，你们想想看，这可以不可以？
But think of it. Can we not listen to our God?
主耶稣是主。
Jesus is the Lord.
不是任何的人。
Not any man.
不是任何的事。
Not any.
也不是任何的制度。
Not any man.
这些都是仇敌的诡计。
All these are devices from Satan.
所以这是非常重要的事。
This is very important.
这也是我们的见证。
This is also our testimony.
我们也看见有地方要失败。
We see that many places fail.
落在圣灵儿女们，落在许许多混乱当中。
The children of God have fallen into many chaos.
圣灵祝福和神同在那失掉了。
And they lost the blessing and the
riches of God. 所以我们要警醒。
We need to be on the guard.
我要切实地看见主耶稣是主。
We need to see that Jesus is our Lord. 赞美
主耶稣，主耶稣是我们的主。
Praise the Lord, He is our Lord.
他是我们教会的主。
He is the Lord over this church.
他是我们个人的主。
And He is the Lord over each individual.
这是教会的一个特点。
This is the character of the church.
这是和世人不一样的。
This is something different than this world.
因为在世界里头，你看，无论是在什么地方，它都有种制度。
In this world, all you find is organization.
或有一个法律。
Or they have laws.
会有任何的人。
Or they have someone.
国家里头总是有总统的。
Each country must have a president.
社会里面是这个每一个州里都有州长的。
And you see that in each state we have a governor.
一个市里面有市长。
Even in each city we have a mayor.
一个区里面有区长。
And we have even
当然，这是属世的制度。
Of course, we live under the organization of the society.
我们不能推翻属世的制度了。
We cannot overturn the method.
因为我们承认一切属世的制度，那是神所安排的。
Because we even confess that God has established them.
制度不能带到教会里面来的。
If we cannot bring this organization,
不能带到神家里面来的。
We cannot bring this into the house of God.
因为神的家不是属世界的。
Because the house of God does not belong to this world.
神的家乃是属灵的。
It is a spiritual house.
乃是属天的。
It is a heavenly house.
再者乃圣灵在管制一切事。
We are under the reign of the Holy
Spirit. 再者乃是天在管制一切的事。
Heaven controls all.
再者乃是主在管制一切的事情。
And the Lord is reigning through all things.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
神的家是主，耶稣是主。
In the house of God, Jesus is the Lord.
那你们不要回到家里，不要听爸爸妈妈话了。
So does that mean when we return home, we don't need to listen to our parents?
主耶稣是主。
Since Jesus is Lord,
我不要听你的话。
I don't need to listen to our parents.
但是不要忘记，这是一个属世的制度。
Do not forget that this is a worldly system.
那儿女就要听从父母的。
The children always listen to their parents.
那我们也不能说我们要做违法的人，我们不要听警察的话。
We cannot say that we can go against the law and not listen to the police.
我们不要听那市长的话。
We do not listen to the mayors.
这是属世的制度。
These are worldly systems.
我们今天既然还在世界里面生活。
Today, since we still live in a society.
所以我们就承认这制度是神所安排的。
We confess that God has established this system.
但是我们绝对有一件事，不让这个制度跑到教会里面来。
But one thing we must remember is not to bring the system into the church of God.
这是你家里头，你看，没有教皇。
You see, in the house of God, there's
not a pope. 没有主教。
There is not an archbishop.
也没有这许多那个圣品阶级的人。
There are no saints.
神的家里面都是弟兄。
We're all brothers.
我们只有一位父亲。
We have only one father.
天上的父。
We have a heavenly father.
我们只有一位主人。
We have only one master.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只有一位教师。
We only have one teacher.
就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们呢？我们都是弟兄。
As for all of us,
我们没有任何的阶级的。
There is no orders.
我们不让这属世的制度跑到教会里面来。
We would not allow the worldly system to come into the church.
因为教会、神的家乃是属天的。
Because the church of God is heavenly.
乃是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
是圣灵在这个管理一切的事情。
And the Holy Spirit take control.
我们遵守我们尊主耶稣基督做主。
We respect Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord.
这是神所分别出来一个地方。
This is a place sanctified by God.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
这是很重要一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
这是在前一次贝尔弟兄交通给我们的。
And this is what Brother Dale shared with us.
今天早晨我们这个副弟兄告诉我们，那我还是要讲到神家的特点。
This morning we will continue to talk about the house of God.
那么除了那个特点之外，那么还有三个特点。
Aside from the character which we just mentioned, there are three more.
这三个特点和世人也不大一样。
These three characters are different than this world.
这是教会的特点。
This is the character of the church.
家的特点。
This is the character of the house of God.
然后我们刚才已经说过，我们用三个背景来说到这件事。
We mentioned earlier we will speak through three backgrounds.
然后一个背景呢，就是借着伯特利。
First is through Bethel.
我们虽然对伯特利已经比较熟悉一点了。
Now we are very familiar with the place Bethel.
因为夏令会时候，这个陈旭登弟兄也讲到伯特利。
Because in the summer conference, our brother Christian Chen also mentioned about the place Bethel.
还请弟兄就再看一下。
But I want you to look to this place again.
这是很重要的。
It's important place.
因为圣经头一次提到圣经家就是在。
The first time the Bible mentioned about the house of God is at Bethel.
在创世纪二十八章之前也提到一点。
God had mentioned some before Genesis 28.
不过提到这个名字就是了。
But it only mentioned the name.
没有给我们看见伯特利是怎样一回事。
It did not describe to us the place of Bethel.
只有到创世纪二十八章才说给我们看见那伯特利是怎样一回事情。
Only when we come to Genesis 28, we begin to see the place Bethel.
在那发生了什么事情？
What happened at Bethel?
我们还是要读陈旭登弟兄所读的那一处。
We still need to read the same scripture which we read in the summer conference.
那十六和十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
那一起读，好吧？
Let's read together.
雅各睡醒了。说耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。这神的殿就是应该翻作神的家。
Here it mentioned about the house of God.
啊，这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
也是天的门。
This is the gate of heaven.
那么神的家，一个特点。
And A special character of the house of God
就是神的同在
is God's presence.
他说耶和华真在这里。
He says surely the Lord is here.
在这个地方。
God is here.
他说我竟然不知道。
And I was not aware of it.
真是在这里。
The Lord is in this place.
神的家。
This is the house of God.
你要找某个人。
If you want to look for somebody,
你可以到办公室去找他的。
You can go to their office to find them.
但经常呢，你会到家里去找他。
But most likely you will go to their home to find them.
因为办公室里面呢，很可能他出差了。
Because in the office he may be out of town.
或者是他没有时间。
Or he will not have any time.
到家里是你找他可以跟他长谈。
But if you find them in their house, then you can talk to them.
为什么到到家里去找他呢？
Why do you go to their house to find
them? 因为那是他的家。
That is his house.
他下班了一定来到家这里面。
After work, he will definitely return.
神也是这样。
God is the same.
神的家就神居住的所在。
God's house is where he dwells.
他是在他的家里面。
He lives in his house.
若是你说是神的家。
If you say this is the house of God.
而神不在那里。
Yet God is not there.
那这个不是神的家。
That is not God's house.
因为神不在那个地方。
Because God's not there.
但虽然你看见好多人。
Maybe you see many people there.
你看见冠冕辉煌的建筑物。
You see a glorious building.
但是神不在那个地方。
But God is not there.
那个不是神的家。
That's not God's house.
神的家不在于外面的建筑。
That God's house does not depend on the outside architecture.
也不在于人数有多少。
It doesn't matter how many people gather.
也不在于他们自己这样的标榜。
It doesn't matter how they exalt themselves.
乃在于神，实际的神是在他们中间。
But it depended upon whether God is
你在那里能够碰到神。
If you can meet God there,
你在那里享受他同在。
If you can enjoy His presence,
那你如果碰到神，有什么显明的证明呢？
You say, how can I prove about God's presence?
若是我们真是碰到神的话，
If we truly touch God,
就像雅各所说的，
It will be like Jacob.
耶和华真在这里。
He says, the Lord is truly here.
我竟不知道。
And I was not aware of it.
就惧怕说。
And he was afraid and
这里何等可畏。
How awesome is this place?
为什么这里那样可畏？
Why is so dreadful?
为什么叫做害怕？
Why is it caused a great fear?
因为神在哪里？
Because God is there.
他在梦中在碰到神的时候，梦到神的时候。
When he encountered God in his dream.
神没有在那责备他。
God did not rebuke him.
也没有在那给他说那个说那把他以往的行为给他显明出来。
God did not point out everything that he had done wrong in his life.
一句责备的话都没有。
God did not say any word of rebuke.
神所说的话都是安慰的话。
And on the contrary, God said everything to comfort him.
都是鼓励的话。
Everything to encourage him.
都是那个祝福的话语。
Everything that blessed him.
没有责备。
God did not rebuke.
但他醒来之后呢？
Yet when he awoke.
他这里何等的可畏。
He said, "How awesome!"
就惧怕起来了。
And he was afraid.
为什么缘故？
Why?
不是遇到神的责备。
Not because God rebuked him.
跟他实际上神的同在。
But because of God's presence.
他在那碰到了神。
When he touched God.
他就害怕。
He was afraid.
这是神同在的一个证明。
This is a proof that God's presence is
here. 若是我们在聚会，我们说神是在这里。
If we meet here and we say God is here.
但是人在这里非常放纵。
Yet men would do whatever they want here.
大家都是嘻嘻哈哈的。
Everyone just tease and make jokes.
那么做许多世界的娱乐和消遣。
And they do many things to entertain themselves.
您就怀疑到底神在不在那个地方。
Then you begin to doubt whether or not God is
there. 神若是在那里的话，他们为什么这样态度？
If God is truly there, how can they behave this way?
神若是在那，他们为什么做这样的事情？
If God is there, then how can they do this?
有人在争争吵吵。
Some will have quarrels and fights.
打来打去。
Some fight back.
神到底在不在这地方？
Is a God
神若在的话，他们为什么表现这样肉体？
If God is there, why do we see everything about
flesh? 为什么这样活在血气里面？
Why do they live in their own flesh?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若神在这里的话，
God is here,
他就是光。
He is the light.
若把我们所有的光景都给我们显明出来。
He will expose our true condition.
是啊，神没有责备他。
Although God did not rebuke him.
没有定他的罪。
God did not convict him.
但是他要碰到了神。
But he encountered God.
他就碰到了光。
He encountered the light.
雅各的光景就被显明出来了。
And Jacob's condition was exposed.
所以雅各就将脸伏在地上。
Therefore Jacob bowed on the ground.
就惧怕说。
And he was afraid.
这里何等的可畏啊。
Truly, this is awesome.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。就是真是我们碰到神的同在，
if we truly touch God,
我们就会觉得是可怕的一件事。
Then we will be afraid.
不要说我们这许多人，
not just to say all of us.
连那许多爱主的人，
even those people who love the Lord.
连那许多敬畏神的人，
those people who fear the Lord.
当他们碰到神的时候，
when they encounter God,
他们也都是说这里何等的可畏。
They also proclaim this is awesome. 那也
是很不错的一位。
Daniel was a very good brother.
我们大都很佩服他的。
We all like him.
但是当那一次他碰到了神。
But one time when he encountered God.
遇见了主。
When he touched God.
那就整个人扑倒下来。
He prostrate on the ground.
像软两脚软弱无力。
And he was so his strength was taken from him.
死了一样。
He was like dead.
若是神，若是主再加给他力量的话。
If God has not given him strength, Daniel cannot be on his feet.
约翰也是很爱主的人。
John was also a person who loved the Lord.
他躺在主耶稣怀里面。
He even lay his head in the bosom of God.
关系非常亲密的。
He has an intimate relationship with the Lord.
但是当那位主耶稣从死里复活。
Yet when our Lord resurrected from the dead.
升到天上。
When he ascended into heaven.
当他在圣灵里再降下的时候。
And when he descended in the Holy Spirit.
约翰在碰到了主耶稣基督。
John touched the Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰在碰到这位神。
He touched this God.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Francis.
约翰就扑倒在地上。
John also postured on the ground.
像丹尼那样清醒。
Just like Daniel.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Francis.
若是真是我们就看见神的话。
If we truly have
seen God. 若是真是在那里的话。
If God is here.
你就不敢随便。
Then you would dare not to be careless.
不要说不敢随便。你整个人都要扑倒下来的。
Your whole body shall posture before him.
这里可畏。
You will feel that this is an awesome place.
因为神在这个地方。
Because God is here.
这是一方面。
This is one aspect.
第二方面的表现呢？
Secondly,
他说这不是别的。
He said this is none other.
这是神的家。
Than the house of God.
也是天的门。
This is also the gate of heaven.
什么叫天的门呢？
What is the gate of heaven?
就在那个地方是摸着天了。
Because right here he can touch heaven.
那个地方他是享受到天的同在。
Right here he enjoyed the presence of heaven.
当他在世界里面的时候。
When he was in this world.
他就是和世人在一块来往。
He is associating with people in this world.
他是那个世人一些的那个情反应。感觉到世人一些的反应。
He can respond to everything what the world treats.
都是属世的。
Everything is worldly.
属地的。
Everything is earthly.
说表现就是属地的样式。
All representation is earthly.
所闻到的味道属地的味道。
And what you can smell and taste is also earthly.
不能叫人里头得到安慰。
It cannot comfort your heart.
不能叫人里头得到力量。
It cannot give you strength.
不能叫人能里头有盼望。
It cannot give you hope.
而在这个地方，他摸到了天。
But here he touched heaven.
没有属地的味道。
There is no earthly taste.
看见天的境界。
But he sees the heavenly realm.
看见神的同在。
He sees the presence of God.
看见了神的荣耀。
And he sees the glory of God.
他就那个有了一个盼望。
And he gained hope in his heart.
满了喜乐。
He gained joy.
充满了安慰。
And he was full of comfort.
因为这是天的门。
Because this is the gate of heaven.
我在这里摸到了天。
Here I have touched heaven.
我享受到天的同在。
Here I have enjoyed heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
难道你们没有这样的感觉吗？
Haven't you ever had this feeling?
那就可能我们主的同在不够多。
Maybe the God's presence is not enough.
如果是主的同在够多的话。
If God's presence is truly here.
你就看见人到这个地方，里头充满了安息。
you will see that as men walk into this place, they will, their hearts will be at rest. In this world, they cannot find rest. But here, they found rest. There's no place they can find comfort. But here, they found
comfort.
They found such peace and joy. A brother said, this, every time I enter into the place, the church,
刚刚蒙恩德就不久的时间,
he was just recently saved. Now he's not in Houston anymore.
他就说到, 他说每一次到, 那个教会的里面,
so every time I went to church,
我里面就是, 那满了平安和喜乐,
my heart is so full of peace and joy. God is truly good.
这不是别的,
this is none other
这是神的家,
than the house of God.
这是天地门,
this is the gate of heaven.
这是神的同在,
when sister, you can see God's presence through these two fruits. One, you will be afraid.
另外一方面觉得喜乐。
And the other, you will also receive joy.
那个门徒们当初在地上聚集的, 在使徒行传开始门徒一同聚集的时候,
in the beginning of Acts, as the apostles were gathered together,
许多人都围着看他们,
many people gather around them to watch them.
怕他们,
on one hand, they were afraid of them.
又喜欢他们,
on the other hand, they are attracted to them. He said this is very contradictory. If you like them, why are you afraid of them? It's because God is there. They are afraid because of God's presence. On the other hand, because God's there,
那么喜乐,那么平安,
they see such joy and peace from these people. This is something they pursue yet they cannot have. So they desire.
Sister,
this is the house of God. Because God is there.
弟兄姊妹, 神在什么地方呢?
But sister, where is God?
为什么我们没有神的同在?
Why is it that we don't have His presence?
为什么我们那缺少神的同在?
Why is it we're so lacking in His presence? You cannot say that we don't have any.
有严严神的同在,
because we have some.
但是在这么多人当中啊, 那个同在的感觉啊, 那就很淡薄了。
But amongst all these people, we don't have the full presence of God.
所以, 必须。 从有神充满在这地方的话,
if God is full, His presence is full here,
满有神的同在的话,
if we are full of His presence,
那人一进到这地方, 人就觉得神是在这地方,
then as men enter to, the doors, they will feel His presence.
这里何等可畏,
they will say how awesome is this place. This is none other
这是神的家,
than the house of God.
这是天地门,
this is the gate of heaven.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是伯特利,
and sister, this is Bethel.
怎么能够叫神, 那个, 叫神的充满在那里,
how can we have the presence of God?
怎么能够把神的同在带进来?
How can we bring the presence of God?
弟兄在, 不在于我们的热心,
but sister, it doesn't depend upon our zealousness.
也不在于我们的活泼,
it doesn't depend upon our liveliness or how excited we are.
我也参加过那些活泼, 兴奋, 活泼, 活泼, 兴奋的聚会。
Maybe, it doesn't matter whether you have gone through a revival meeting or not.
你觉得这个人呢, 这个好像很兴奋的。
If you feel someone who's always excited, of course you will not fall asleep. Because everybody will be excited. They will sing songs, and then they clap hands, and then they raise their hands and wave around, and then they dance around. Then how can you fall asleep?
那如果你在这场合能打瞌睡的话, 那真是不得了了，是不是?
If you can still fall asleep in such kind of condition, then you're a wonder.
但是你只感觉到这帮人还活泼,
you will not fall asleep, but you will feel these people are lively and excited.
不会叫你的神的同在,
but this will not give you the presence.
可能你很喜乐,
maybe you will have some joy,
但是你不会惧怕,
but you will not have the fear of God.
这个很舒服,
you may feel comfortable.
你不会觉得这里何等的可畏,
but you will not feel the awesomeness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
of God. Sisters,
神的家不是活泼新鲜, 也不是活泼兴奋,
the house of God is not, does not behave excitedly or lightly. Of course it's not deadly either.
大家都低着头问着头,
that everyone just bow their head.
也不会是神的家,
that is not the house of God.
也不在于人数多, 人数少,
the house of God does not depend on the numbers of people.
神住在什么地方?
Where does God dwell?
神在什么地方能得到满足安息?
Where can God find His comfort and rest?
若是我们读圣经的话,
if we read our Bible,
神乃是在基督里面能得到满足安息,
God can only find rest and comfort in Christ.
什么地方主耶稣在成分在耳朵, 是主耶稣在耳朵,
Wherever we have a greater portion of Christ,
让主耶稣在彰显出来。
Wherever Christ reigns in that place,
你就看见圣灵同在，就充满在那地方。
Then you will see God's presence.
主耶稣告诉我那个圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us,
天是我的座位
the heaven is my seat,
地是我的脚凳
and the earth is my stool.
你们要为我造何等的殿宇
What kind of structure shall you build for me?
哪里是我安息的所在
Where is my resting place?
无论天上也好
whether in heaven,
无论地上也好
or on earth,
没有一个地方叫我得安息的
There's not a place that God can find comfort.
你们所造的那个辉煌那个那伟大的殿宇
You can build a grand temple.
虽然这个殿宇非常好
Although it's beautiful,
也是为了神造的
it is also built for God.
但是神不在那里不能得着安息
But God cannot find rest there.
所以无论是所罗门所建的圣殿也好
So the temple built by Solomon
或者以后所罗巴伯所恢复的圣殿也好
Or the temple restored by Zerubbabel
统统都过去了
All these have passed away.
因为这些都是个预表
These are all types.
不能叫神得了真实的满足和安息
God cannot find true rest in those temples.
那你说神到底是什么地方能得了满足和安息
He said, then where can God find rest?
天上地上都不能得了满足和安
息 He cannot find rest in heaven or on earth.
我们给他建造了一个殿宇他也不能得了安息
Even with great effort we build this temple for him and he cannot find rest. Where then?
神那是他儿子里面
God can only be found rest in His Son. Only in His Son.
在我们主耶稣基督里面。
Only in Jesus Christ.
神得到满足和安息。
God can find true rest and comfort.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved Son.
是我所喜悦的。
In whom I am well pleased.
主耶稣也告诉我说。
Jesus told us.
你们摧毁了这个殿。
You can destroy this temple.
我三日之内再建造起来。
And I will build back in three days.
犹太人都很奇怪。
All the Jews wondered.
这个殿呢，四十六年才建造起来。
We built this temple for over 46 years.
你三天就建造起来了。
How can you restore in three days?
这简直说大话了。
You are boasting.
等到主耶稣从死里复活之后
，After Jesus resurrected from the dead,
门徒们就明白主的话语不是指着那物质殿说的。
The disciples remembered and understood the word of Christ.
乃是指着他的身体说的。
That this temple does not refer to the building, but refer to his body.
他虽然死了
he was dead,
埋葬了
and buried.
但第三天从死里复活了
On the third day, he rose from the dead. 弟兄姊妹
主耶稣基督他的身体就是神的殿
The body of Jesus Christ is the temple of God.
安息的所
在 It's a place which God can find comfort.
若是我们真是充满了主耶稣基督
If we are filled with Christ,
若是我们真是让主耶稣在表现出来的话
If we allow Christ to live through us,
那就神就得了满足安息
Then God can find his comfort.
说什么叫做伯特利
What is Bethel?
伯特利就是主耶稣的活的表现。
Bethel is the true, the real, the reality of Jesus Christ.
我从前跟弟兄姊妹讲过这段圣经。
I think I've shared this with you before.
你知道神把这个神的家启示给雅各吗
You know, God has revealed his house to Jacob.
这是件很奥秘的事。
Of course, this is a great mystery.
这也是件很伟大的事情。
This is a great thing.
那么神雅各所看见那个神的家是怎样一个家呢？
What kind of house? What kind of house did Jacob see in his vision?
我们想一定是非常的那个冠冕堂皇的。
We see definitely it would be very grand.
或者我们一定想一定好多人在那个地方。
Or Jacob would see many people in the house.
有从各地各族各民各方而来的。
He probably saw many people from all over the place.
每个人手里都拿个棕树枝。
Everyone held a palm branch in their hand.
他有没有看见这些东西啊
Has he seen this in his vision?
没有看见个房子。
No, he did not see a structure.
没有看见任何的建筑。
He did not see any structure.
也没有看见任何的人。
He did not see any man.
那么他这个神的家到底是什么
Then what is the house of God?
他看见什么弟兄姊妹啊
What did he see in his vision?
弟兄姊妹我考考大家还记得吧
I will test you and see if you still remember.
都忘记了。
You have forgotten?
这是很重要很重要一件事。
This is very important.
他看见什么
What did he see in his vision?
他所看见的神的家。
What is the vision of the house of God
to Jacob? 这是神的家。
He said, this is the house of God.
那是他在梦中神启示给他的。
This is what God had revealed to him in his dream.
他所看见神的家是什么
What is the house of God he's seeing in his vision?
一个 ladder, 一个梯子。
A ladder.
这个梯子上面能顶到天的。
The ladder reach up into heaven.
从来没看过这样高的梯子。
We have never seen a ladder so high.
那就这个梯子。那除了梯子之外呢
？And besides the ladder,
没有任何的人。
There's no other.
没有任何东西。
There's nothing.
没有任何的制度。
There's no organization.
没有任何的建筑。
There's no structure.
只有一个梯子。
Just a ladder.
那就是神的家。
That is the house of God.
你说在那不是有神的使者吗？
You said, didn't it mention that the angels of God?
是有神的使者。
Yes, there are angels of God.
可能千千万万。
Maybe thousands of them.
有许多神的使者。
Maybe many.
并且他们在那里啊，那个这个活动力很非常频繁。
And also they're moving fast up and down the ladder.
上去下来，上去下来。
They ascend and descend upon the ladder.
但是没有一个人走在地上的。
But no one walks on the ground.
他们上去下来都在梯子上面。
They're always walking on the ladder.
离开这梯子呢，神的使者也没有了。
Aside from the ladder, there's not even the angels of God.
在那不是有神吗？
You see, isn't God there?
的确是有神的。
Truly God is there.
但是神不是在外面。
But God is not outside.
神也是在梯子上面。
God is also on the ladder.
离开这个梯子，神也没有了。
Aside from the ladder, there is no God.
所以你看见一切都在于这个梯子。
So you see, everything is dependent upon this ladder.
神的使者在于这个梯子。
God's angels are walking on the ladder.
神的活侍奉的活动也在于这梯子。
And their ministries, their service also upon the ladder.
神也在于这个梯子。
God is also on the ladder.
那神在对他们说话，向他们显现，也在于这梯子。
God spoke to him and revealed himself to him on the ladder.
是无所不在的神。
God is everywhere.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
And sisters.
但是你在什么地方能够摸到神？
But we, only at the ladder.
离开这个梯子，你虽然有神，你看不见。
Away from the ladder, although you know God exists, yet you cannot see God.
你也听不见。
You can, God still speaks, yet you cannot hear him.
慈爱，你享受不到。
God is full of loving kindness, you cannot enjoy him.
敬拜神。
Many people today worship God.
但是他从来没有摸到神。
But they have never touched God.
因为他们没有梯子。
Because they have not come to the ladder.
他们是在别的方面。
They are worshiping God through other means.
或者利用一种仪式。
Or they, maybe they do
it out of ritual. 或者用一种的方法。
Or they use some
other means. 或者用人的努力。
Or they use their own effort.
或者用人的敬虔。
Or they use their own piety.
无论在什么地方，你都摸不到神。
No matter where they are, you cannot.
只有在梯子上面。
Only at a ladder,
你能够遇见神
that you can
能够听他的话语
you can hear his voice,
能够在那接触到他
and you can touch him,
能够他在那里向你显现向我们显现
and he can appear to you.
那么这个梯子很重要了
Now this ladder is very important.
那什么是梯子呢
What is this ladder?
梯子是神的家
The ladder is the house of God.
那么重要
It is so important.
那么到底什么是梯子
Then what is the ladder?
还记得不记得弟兄姊
妹 And sister, do you still remember?
啊？是什么？主耶稣，怎么知道呢
The ladder is Jesus.
有没有圣经根据呢
How do we know? Do you have any Bible background?
啊？我们不能猜是不是
We cannot just guess.
我们必须要有圣经根据。
We need to.Have the Bible to back us up.
怎么知道这梯子是主耶稣
How do we know that this ladder is Jesus?
是主耶稣不错的
Truly, that's the correct answer.
我们要根据
But we need proofs.
约翰福音对第几章第一章五十一节
John chapter 1 verse 51.
那里怎么说呢
What does it say there?
主耶稣告诉拿单也说
Jesus told Nathaniel.
你要看见天开了
You shall see the heaven open.
神的使者上去下来在梯子上面。
And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
那你再把雅各梦里所看见的。
Now you combine it with the vision of Jacob.
神的使者上去下来在梯子上面。
That the angels of God ascend and descend on the ladder.
你把这两节圣经摆在一起的时候啊。
You place these two verses together.
感谢主，我现在知道了。
You say praise the Lord. Now I know.
这个梯子就值得主耶稣。
This ladder is Jesus Christ.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Friends and sisters.
主耶稣他就是神家的实际。
Jesus is the reality of the house of God.
主耶稣就是神家的中心。
Jesus is the center of the house of God.
是神家的内容。
He is the content of the house of God.
也是神家的表现。
He is also the full representation of the house of God.
除了这梯子之外。
Aside from this ladder.
没有任何的制度。
There is no,
没有任何的人。
There is no man.
没有任何的方法。
There is no method.
没有任何的建筑。
There is no structure.
什么都没有。
Nothing.
只有一个梯子。
Only the ladder.
这个是神的家。
This is the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，什么是神的家？
Sister, what is the house of God?
神的家那是主耶稣自己。
It is Jesus Christ himself.
只有主耶稣是神的家。
Only Jesus is the house of God.
神只有在儿子里都能得到满足和安息。
God can only find rest and comfort in his son.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. How can we bring in the presence of God? How can we ask God to appear to us? How can we enjoy His love? How can we touch His light? Come to Jesus. When you touch Jesus, you have touched God. When you are filled with Jesus, you are filled with God.
亲爱的兄弟们,
and sisters,
教会就是主耶稣自己。
The church is Jesus himself.
不是任何的人,
it is not any other man. It is not any other thing. But Christ himself.
主耶稣在这个地方,
Jesus is here.
充满在这个地方,
he is filled here. He also is revealed
弟兄的,
through him. One sister, God's presence
is here.
This is the house of God.
这是何等的可畏,
how awesome.
这也是天地门,
this is also the gate of heaven.
亲爱的兄弟们,
one sister.
要记得, 主耶稣, 祂是神家的实际,
we must remember that Jesus is the reality of the house of God. He is the center of the house of God. He is the one that reigns. He is the content of the house of God. The house of God should be filled with Christ. He is also the living representation of the house of God. In our life, and in our ministry, in our actions, man shall see that it's not us,
让人看见那是主耶稣从我们身上活出来的,
but Jesus lived through us.
不是我们有什么热心,
it is not that we have any zealousness, but Christ lived through us.
不是我们有什么了不起,
it is not because we are capable, it's because Christ represented through us. But sister, as long as we are filled with Christ, we become his living representation, his true representation, then God's presence shall be here. That is the house of God.
所以保罗对提摩太怎样说呢?
What did Paul tells Timothy?
倘若我单言日久,
if I delay,
你知道, 你也知道在神的家当怎样写,
you still know how to conduct yourself in the house of God.
这家是活神的教会,
this is the house of the living God.
就是真理的柱石和根基,
the pillar and the foundation of truth.
弟兄姊妹, 什么是真理?
But sister, what is truth?
主耶稣说, 我就是生道路,
Jesus said, I am the way.
我就是生命,
I am the light.
我就是真理,
and I am the truth.
主耶稣就是真理,
Jesus is the truth.
神的家就真理的柱石和根基,
and the house of God is the foundation and pillar of the truth.
柱石的根基啊是在里面的,
foundation is something hidden.
是藏在里面的,
it is hidden underneath.
真的柱子呢, 它是彰显在外面的,
the pillars are what's exposed.
弟兄姊妹这是神的家,
this is the house of God. The house of God is filled with Christ. And what it represents and reveals is also Christ. The house of God does not reveal how smart or how wise we are, but it reveals Christ. It does not reveal to others how great we are, but only reveals Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 这是神的家,
but sister, this is the house of God. And here we find the full presence of God. As man enters,
人就会将脸伏在地上,
they will bow down before the Lord.
神真是在你们中间,
truly God is among you. Maybe they won't do it actually, but and put their face on the ground. But this person
is going to fall down.
Before he was proud,
碰到了神,
but he touched God and he was brought low. Before he was full of opinion, he was full of
message.
As he touched God, he fell down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
friend and sister,
这是神的家,
this is the house of God.
这是天地门,
and this is the gate of heaven.
满了天地同在,
full of the presence of heaven.
让人得到满足和安慰的地方, 我希望弟兄姊妹能看见,
I truly want you to see this. Maybe I don't desire that you will have this kind of dream. But I pray that God will open our eyes so we can see truly what is the house of God. Maybe you will ask them, where are we? If it's all Christ, then where are we? Where do we go?
从哪里我们到哪去了?
Gloria, where are we?
应该是怎样? In Christ, 在基督里面都怎样? 死了,
in Christ, we are all dead and buried.
没有了，过去了，十字架都把我们结束掉。
The cross has finished our old man.
十字架把我们也埋葬起来。
The cross has also buried us.
死乃是结束。
Death is an ending.
埋葬就看不见。
Bury is not.
再也看不见我们了。
We don't see ourselves any longer.
人在说看见乃是主耶稣基督。
What man can see is only Christ.
说听见乃是主耶稣基督。
What man can hear is only Christ.
这是神的家。
But sister, this is the house of God.
所以在哥罗西书第三章就告诉我说。
Therefore, in Colossians 3,
在这个地方没有犹太人、希利尼人，没有化外人、希古提人，也没有受割礼、不受割礼、自主为奴，统统都没有。
He says there's no Greeks, no Jews, circumcised or uncircumcised.
你说这些人到哪里去了？
Bond men or others.
这都钉十字架了。
All these people had been put on the cross.
那在这剩所剩下什么呢？
What is left?
在这所剩下只有基督，是一切，住在一切的里面。
What's left is Christ and all in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
这是在基督里的新的创造。
This is the new creation in Christ.
那个新的人。
The new man.
就知道神的家说的。
And that refers to the house of God.
在这里没有这个也没有这个人也没有那个人。
Here we do not see this person or that person.
这真是神的家的话。
If it is truly the house of God.
在这没有中国人的。
Here there's no Chinese.
在这也没有美国人。
There's no American.
也没有印度人。
There's no Indian.
也没有墨西哥人。
There's no Mexicans.
不仅是这些国际死掉，没有这些国家死掉了。
We have lost these national identities.
也没有自主的，没有为奴的，没有受割礼，没有不受割礼的，都没有。
We have no circumcised or uncircumcised, no barbarians, no slaves, no
orphans.
But Christ is all and in all.
充满他们里面。
Christ is filled within them. 主耶稣
从他们身上彰显出来。
And Christ is fully revealed through them.
我在他们中间就碰到的是主耶稣基督。
When I come to them, I will touch this Christ.
所听见、所看见的也是主耶稣基督。
What I hear from them is also Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是你家。
But sister, this is
这是神同在的地方。
This is the place he has his presence.
这是伯特利。
This is Bethel.
伯特利乃是主耶稣活的表现。
Bethel is the living representation of Christ.
第二，我们要读一读圣经了。
Secondly, we need to turn to a scripture.
路德记。
Ruth, the book of Ruth.
路德记呢，就在这个创出立明生，然后约书亚记四十记的后面。
The book of Ruth is after the book of Judges.
在撒母耳记的上个。前面
and before First Samuel.
第二个特点我们说到是用伯利恒做背景。
The second characteristic of God's household, we will speak through Bethlehem.
那在这个地方呢，就给我们看见那个伯利恒所发生的事。
And here we see everything that happened at Bethlehem.
我们从第一节读好不好？从第一节我们读到第一节的。第二章第一节
Ruth chapter 2 verse 1
第一节一节二节两节好不好
We will read verse 1 and 2
拉米的丈夫
Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side
有一个人名叫布拉斯是个大财主
A man of standing whose name was Boaz
对拉米说容我往田间去我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗拉米说女儿啦你只管去第四节
Verse 4
伯阿斯正从伯利恒来对收割
礼
说愿耶和华与你们同在他们回答说愿耶和华赐福于你我们不能都读因为时间占的太久了
We cannot read everything because that would take too much time.
那么我们再读第十节。
Verse 10.
路德就伏伏在地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样应许我呢？”我们再读这个第。十三节
,verse 13,
路德说我主啊愿在你眼前蒙恩我虽然不记你的一个使女你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。十四节
,verse 14,
到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼蘸在醋里。”路德就在收割人旁边坐下，他们就把空饱碎子递给他，他吃饱了，还有余剩。啊，我们读末了一节，17节。
17.
这样，路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上，将所拾取的打了一把大麦，他就把所拾取，好，就读到这里也可以哈。那么，这个刚才我们读的这几次圣经啊，都是发生在伯利恒。
Everything we read, it just happened in this place, Bethlehem.
这个我最喜欢的一节圣经啊。就是第四节头一句。
One of my favorite verse is the first half of verse 4.
若是我们有英文的话，英文本的话呢，你就看见英文那本所翻译的比这还要生动一点。
And the English translation is very moving.
这里说波阿斯正从伯利恒来。
It says just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem.
英文圣经说看呐。波阿斯来自伯利恒。
And some translation says, "Behold, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem."
看啊，波阿斯来自伯利恒。
Behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem.
那这样就比较更生动。
And this is a better translation.
原来的意思就是这样。
Because that is the original meaning.
什么是伯利恒？
What is Bethlehem?
伯利恒啊，就是粮食之家。
Bethlehem means the house of food.
伯利恒啊，在正常的情形之下，那伯利恒里头是充满了粮食的。
Under normal condition, Bethlehem is full of food.
因为是粮食之家。
Because it is a house of food.
你到那家里得到供应。
You go to that house, you will be supplied.
那家里是满了粮食的。
That house is full of food.
当然，有的时候也有反常的情形。
Of course, there's also abnormal condition.
第一章的头一两节就说到伯利恒反常的情形。
In the first chapter, the first two verses tells us the abnormal condition of Bethlehem.
不但那个伯利恒没有粮食，伯利恒也闹饥荒了。
Not only there's no food, there is a famine there.
甚至有一个以利米勒他们全家呀，因为在伯利恒没有东西吃了，他们只好搬家，就搬到摩亚之地去，到了摩亚地了。
They had such a famine that caused his family to move from Bethlehem to the land of Moab.
那么到了摩亚地啊，他们情况并没有转好。
And when they went to Moab, their condition did not change for the better.
受了是很大的管教。
And God greatly disciplined.
因为神不喜欢他的百姓住在摩亚地。
Because God does not desire for His people to live in Moab.
因为摩亚是神所咒诅的。
Moab is a tribe cursed by God.
但是他因为饥荒的缘故，饥不摘食了，因为饥荒的缘故，他们就搬家到那里去。
But due to famine, they moved the family to Moab.
那么这个家族的名字叫伊利米勒。
And the man of this house name is Elimelech.
对，伊利米勒的意思就是神是主。
It means the Lord is Jehovah is the Lord.
神是君王。
That Jehovah is the king.
所以你看见他说他的行动他与他名字不相符合。
So you see that his action does not fulfill with his name.
他说神是主。
He said that the Lord is the Lord. God is the Lord.
但他所做的事情是违反神心意的事情。
Yet he does everything that is contrary to God's desire.
是神所不喜欢的事情。
He does things contrary to God's desire.
他的问题不但没有解决。
So his problem was not resolved.
弄到一个地步，家破人亡。
And they lived to such condition that so many of them died.
到末了，知道他的妻子拿阿米和他的一个媳妇啊，两个人回到原来地方去。
At the end, only his wife Naomi and one daughter-in-law returned back home. And everyone in the household had died.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这当然是一个预表。
Of course, this is a representation.
也给我们看见，若是我们光是口里说主耶稣是主，而我们生活行动没有让主耶稣做主的话，何等严肃这件事情。
This tells us if we only confess with our mouths that Jesus is the Lord, yet we do not allow Him to be the Lord in our daily living, then we have such severe results. We should allow Jesus to be the Lord in everything.
神的祝福就充满了我们。
If that's the case, then God's blessing will fill your life.
这是这个另外的话。
These are just on the side.
回到伯利恒之后呢
？As they return to Bethlehem,
这两个人呢，婆婆和媳妇，他们回到伯利恒，就看见伯利恒正好是收割大麦的时候。
And the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law returned to Bethlehem. They found that it was the time of harvesting.
实在是很大的丰收。
That was a great harvesting.
所以啊，那个城里头又是充满了粮食。
And once again, that city was filled with food.
又变成粮食之家了。
It is truly the house of food.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会。
Francis, this is the church.
教会在正常情况应该是粮食之家。
Under normal condition, the church should be filled with food.
是叫神的儿女们得到供应的。
So that the children of God can be well supplied.
是叫神的儿女们得到服侍的。
And the children of God can be ministered.
我们用服侍，用什么来服侍神的儿女们
？How do we minister to other children of God?
就是用粮食来供应。
We supply them with food.
若是没有粮食的话，那我们就所有的服侍都是虚空的。
Without food, then all our other services will be in vain.
人呢也能做一点社会福利。
The people of this world can also do some charity work.
但是那不过是光解决人暂时的问题。
But they only relieve their temporary.
那教会应该是在服侍神的儿女们。
The church should minister upon people.
但服侍人。
They need to minister upon people.
不是光解决，不是来解决人外面的问题。
They should not just resolve the temporary problem.
而是解决人里面的问题。
But they resolve the inner problem.
让人灵魂的供应。
That inner strength.
让人得到生命的供应。
That they shall receive life.
当然里头得了饱足。
They shall be filled with it.
里头刚强起来。
That there's inner heart should be strengthened.
里面刚强起来的话呢
？If they're strengthened within,
那我外面就不会落在仇敌的权势之下。
Then our physical body will not fall under the reign of the Satan. And we can overcome all temptations.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会神家。
When sister, the church is the house of God.
正常的性应该是粮食之家。
Under normal condition, it should be the house of
God.
So that the children of God can be well supplied. They can be ministered upon spiritually. Because this is a spiritual house. And all services here should be spiritual service. We give a spiritual supply.
虽然在外面，我们也会在外面，物质上的，或者是在这个生各方面，我们也会彼此啊照顾扶持。
Of course, outwardly and physically, we will help one another.
但是我们也知道，若不是借着这样的服侍把生命那儿带给人的话，这些服侍都会过去的。
But we know that if we do not bring life to other people, then all other services will be in vain.
那是借着这些外面的服侍。
But through these outward services,
把里面所需要带给人。
We bring what they truly need inside.
把属于生命的带给人。
We bring spiritual life to them.
叫人里头得到力量。
So that their hearts can be strengthened.And their hearts can be refreshed. And they can be revived.
那个服侍才真实的服侍。
That is the true service.
才是永久价值的服侍。
That is a ministry with lasting value.
无论是借着话也好。
Through words.
无论是借着行动表现也好。
Through our actions, our works.
总是让我们把属灵生命的服侍出去。
In everything, we should give them spiritual service.
这是神家说最需要的一件事。
This is what the house of God needs.
家应该是粮食之家呀。
The house of God is the house of food.
要充满了生命的。
It should be filled with life.
把生命的服侍给人。
We should dispense life to others. So others can receive life.
得了供应。
And they can be provided.
那么这个我们怎么能够把生命服侍给人
？How can we dispense life to others?
我们怎么能叫人得了供应
？How can we cause others to be supplied.
我刚刚出来服侍主的时候啊。
When I just came out to serve the Lord.
那时候弟兄们常常讲啊。
At that time, the brothers tells me.
我们要服侍，我们必须把生命服侍给人。
When we serve, we must serve life to others.
我们不能光讲一些道理。
We cannot just have some teaching.
我们不能光讲一些教训。
We cannot give them some doctrine.
我们必须把生命服侍给人。
We must give them life.
叫人里头的供应。
So that they can be supplied.
叫人得了饱足。
They can be filled.
他这样告诉我们，我们觉得很对。
Our brother teaches us this way, we felt it's right.
他没有说我们怎么能够把生命服侍给人。
But he didn't tell us how to do it.
那真是很难，我叫我很为难了。
And I was in deep trouble.
我可以读圣经。
I can read the Bible.
我把许多圣经道理告诉你们。
I can tell you many Bible knowledge.
把许多教训的告诉你们。
I can give you Bible teaching.
那我把生命给你们。
But how about giving you life?
那怎么能把生命给你们呢
？How do I give you life?
这个事件我一点办法都没有了。
And this is something I don't know what to do.
侍奉起来很苦。
At that time, I truly served very hard. I know I'm just teaching. I'm just giving words. I did not give life to others. Those people who are weak are still weak. Those naive ones are still naive. They have not received help. And that was something difficult for the people who serve the Lord. Because we know we need to serve life to others.But sister, how do we dispense life?
这里啊，那个伯利恒这里是粮食之家。
You know, here Bethlehem is the house of food.
为什么说是粮食之家呢
？Why is it the house of food？
因为有一位啊，他是满了粮食的一位。
Because there is one here that is full of food.
有一位他是大财主。
There is a wealthy man here.
他是非常的丰富的。
He is very rich.
他那个丰富的是所有丰富都在他里面。
All the richness and the fullness of God dwells in him.
你看他丰富不丰富？
You see, he is
这里说他是大财主啊。
Here it says that he is a wealthy man.
这个不仅指的属地财务所的。
This is not only refers to the earthly spiritual riches,
乃是预表它里面充满了圣灵丰富。
But it represents that this is full with Christ.
本身本性一切的丰富都有形有体在它里面。
The fullness of God's nature dwells in him bodily.
他是个大财主。
He is the wealthy man.
那这个人叫什么名字呢
？What is his name？
这个人呢，就是布拉斯。
This is Boaz.
布拉斯什么意思呢
？What does Boaz mean？
布拉斯就在他里头有力量。
Boaz means in him is strength.
他不是把力量给你。
He doesn't just give you strength.
力量在他里面。
The strength is within him.
在他里头有力量。
In him is strength.
你若是得了他，你就得到力量。
If you have him, you have strength.
你若是没有得了他，他没办法力量给你。
If you don't have Boaz, then you do not have strength.
在他里头有力量。
In him is strength.
那么这就是布拉斯。
This is Boaz.
一方面他是大财主。
On one hand, he's a wealthy man.
充满了丰富。
He is full of riches.
满了粮食的。
He is full of food.
另外一方面，他也是有力量，有大能的。
On the other hand, he is full of strength.
那个力量在他的里面。
The strength is in him.
他里头是有力量的。
And he is full of strength.
那么这个人是谁
？What is this man?
这个人呢，是我们很亲很近的。
This is also our close relative.
是我们至近的亲属。
He is one of our close relatives.
是我很亲很近的一位。
One that is very near to us.
这个他离我们并不太远。
He is not far from us.
那么这到底指的谁说的呢
？Who this is referred to？
那弟兄姊妹，那我们若是多知，我们知道这不是指的别人说的。
But since we all know this is referred to none other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
那一位神的儿子，我们主耶稣基督。
This is the Son of God, Jesus
Christ. 一切丰富都在他里面。
All the fullness of God dwells in his body.
他里面是满了力量。
He is full of strength.
那个力量多大呢
？How great is his strength?
那个力量使他那个胜过了死亡。
His strength is so great that he can overcome death.
那力量使他从坟墓里出来。
His strength is so great that he can come out of the grave.
那个力量使他那个超过了一切执政和掌权的。
He is so great that his strength enables him to ascend into heaven.
那力量不仅是复活的能力。
He has a resurrection power.
也是那个得胜的能力。
Also the overcoming power.
也是叫整个万有归附他自己大能的能力。
Cause all creations to turn back to him.
在他里面是满了力量。
Within him, he is full of strength.
在我们主耶稣里头就是这样。
This is our Jesus Christ.
满了力量。
Full of strength.
说你不能祷告说主啊，求你给我一点力量。
So you cannot pray and say, Lord, give me some strength.
我没办法给你。
Jesus said, I can't give you.
力量是在我里面。
Because the strength is
in me. 你若得到我，你就得到力量。
If you have me, then you will.
你若得不到我的话，我没办法把力量给你。
If you do not have me, then I cannot give you strength.
富是在他的里面。
Riches
dwell in him. 力量也是在他里面。
Strength is also in him.
而这一位是我们自己的亲属。
And this one is our close relative.
他是非常的关心我们。
He cares for us.
非常的爱我们。
He loves us.
何等盼望让我们得到供应。
How he hopes that we can all be provided.
何等盼望加给我们力量。
How he wishes to add to our strength.
叫我们能够奔跑前面的道路。
So that we can run our course.
因为他是我们自己的亲属。
Because he's our close relative.
你们还记得希伯来书第二章告诉我们的
？You still remember Hebrews 2?
他说儿女既有血肉之体。
Since the children have the flesh and the blood.
他也照样。他也亲自照样成了血肉之体。
He also took on the form of the flesh and blood.
我们是一个人。
We are human.
他也成了一个人。
He also became human.
我们是个软弱的人。
We are weak.
他也成了一个软弱的人。
He also took upon all humanity.
他本来是与神同等的。
He was equal to God.
他却那个倒空了自己。
Yet he emptied himself.
取了奴仆的形象。
He took on the form of
man. 成为人的样子。
He took on the form of man.
既有人的样子。
Since he has the form of man.
自己卑微啊。
He lowered himself.
春心顺服。
Humble.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主耶稣。
My sister, this is our Lord.
他不是在天上。
He is not in heaven.
他来到地上。
He is on earth.
不是离我很远很远。
He is not far away from us.
他在我们中间。
But he is among us.
他也成了一个人。
He also became a man.
成了一个软弱的人。
And took on our humanity. Just like you and I.
他是我们的亲属。
He is our close relative.
最爱我们。
One that loves us the most.
他最关心我们。
One that cares for us the most.
弟兄姊妹，那是我们的主。所以这里说到，看哪。
Here says, Behold,
Boaz
came from Bethlehem.
布拉斯一来的时候啊,
when Boaz appeared,
看见那供应就来了。
You see, provision comes. 布拉
斯一来的时候啊,
when Boaz came,
你看见爱也来了。
You see, love is here.
那个能力也来了。
Strength is here.
那个盼望也来了。
And hope is here.
因为这些都在他的里面。
Because all these dwell in him.
所有一切都在于主耶稣里。
Everything is in Christ.
你不能供应人。
You cannot supply to others, but Christ can.
你不能安慰人。
You cannot comfort others, but Christ can.
你不能爱人。
You cannot love others, but Christ can.
既然让主耶稣来，
you just let Christ come. To let him fill us.
你的生命就从里头源源不绝的从里头流出来。
Then life shall flow continuously out of you.
你的主满，我们说先生就是满的爱。
We will be filled with love.
我们就能帮助别人。
We can help others.
我们就能安慰别人。
And we can comfort
others. 亲爱的兄姊妹
and sisters.
我们的服事不在于我们自己。
Our service does not depend upon ourselves, but it depends
upon Christ. 我们最大的难处
，Our greatest problem
就是缺少这一句话
，is we are lacking this word.
看啊，伯拉斯来自伯利恒。
Behold, Boaz comes from Bethlehem.
他是带着丰富而来的。
He brought with him all of
us. 伯利恒是粮食之家。
Bethlehem is the house of food.
他带着一切的丰富而来。
And he brought all the riches with him.
他带着神的能力而来。
He brought the strength of God with him.
他带着神的爱而来。
And he brought the love of God with him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，and sisters,
要充满了主耶稣。
We need to be filled with Christ.
让主耶稣从我上彰显出来。
And allow Christ to live through us.
满了供应。
Then we can supply others.
就满了粮食。
Then we will see food.
就满了爱。
We will see love.
就满有能力。
We will see strength.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有盼望都在我们自己。
All our hopes does not depend upon ourselves, but it's upon Christ.
你就是再努力。
No matter how great an effort you put in, you cannot dispense life to others. Even you can show your love.
那个爱是有一天都会过去的。
But even that love will pass away.
许多时候我请你们原谅我这样说话。
Many times I need to ask for your forgiveness for me to say this.
很怕弟兄姊妹爱我。
Sometimes I'm afraid when brothers and sisters do love me.
有时候爱我，我里头一面很高兴。
When they love me, I am happy in my heart.
一面呢，又是很害怕。
On the other hand, I am afraid.
你说爱你不是很高兴，怎么会害怕呢
？You said if we love you, why are you afraid?
从我的经验里头啊。
Based on my past experience.
今天爱你。
They love you today.
明天就恨你了。
They hate you tomorrow.
哎呀，人常常会改变的。
Because man changes.
今天爱的越深。
The deeper he loves you today,
你想小心点，将来恨得越厉害。
Be careful, he hates you the most later.
但爱都靠不住。
Because we cannot trust man's love.
的确，我有着许多的、许多的这样经验。
I have many experiences like this.
所以我就很小心一点。
Therefore, I am always careful.
事先心有心理准备。
I always prepare myself.
那这样到的时候呢，你就不会太失望了。
And then, and when the time comes, you won't be too disappointed.
只有我们主的爱。
But it's only the love of God.
那是没有条件的爱。
It's unconditional.
那是不改变的爱。
It's never changed.
那是永远是坚定不移的爱。
It's the steadfast love.
我们爱他，他爱我们。
We love him, he loves us.
我们不爱他，他还爱我们。
When we don't love him, he still loves us.
我们顺服他，他爱我们。
When we are obedient to him, he loves us.
他爱我们。
When we disobey, he still loves us.
他的爱是坚定不移的爱。
His love is never
changed. 是永远不改变的爱。
It will never change.
说亲爱的兄姊妹
，Francis，
今天我们所需要的是这样一个爱。
Today, this is the love that we need.
因为我们这个人常常会改变。
Because we often change.
今天我们对人好一点。
Today we can be good to another.
明天很可能啊，因为我心情不好，对人差一点了。
And tomorrow, when I am bad mood, then I am not good to others.
人的爱就改变。
This is our man's love.
弟兄姊妹，只有主的爱。
Only the love of God.
它是不改变的爱。
That will never change.
是不摇动的爱。
That will never move.
是坚定不移的爱。
It's the steadfast love.
你看，当伯阿斯来自伯利恒的时候呢，
他是
何等的爱那个可怜的如小路德。
How he loves that poor Ruth.
这个路德那是个摩押人。
This Ruth is a Moabite.
他现在跑到以，他现在到了以色列人中间。
Now she is among the Israelites.
是被以色列人轻看藐视。
She is despised by all the Israelites.
你们是摩押人，乃是被神所咒诅的。
You Moabites have been cursed by God.
今天你在我们中间了，你是神所咒诅的。
Today you live among us, but you have been cursed by God.
轻看藐视。
All the Israelites despise the Moabites.
天天时候看见面孔都是冷面孔啊。
All the faces she sees daily are cold faces.
亲爱的兄姊妹，今天我们在世界的几乎也是这样子吗
？Brother and sister, today we live in this world. We endure the same thing.
你若不做基督徒，
if you're not a Christian,
你和我一世一样。
Then you're just like the people of this world.
那没问题。
Then you're all right.
他把你当做自己的人。
You're part of them.
若是你真是做基督徒，
but if you're a true Christian,
做忠诚的基督徒的话，
if you're a faithful Christian,
他们对你就更爱。就态度就不一样了。
Then they treat you differently with a different attitude. You live amongst us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
分之
世人可以轻看我们
the world can
可以藐视我们
they can look down upon us
弃绝我们
they can forsake us
像他们从前弃绝主耶稣一样
just like they forsook Jesus
但是有一位是爱我们
but there is one who
有一位同情我们
there is one who has compassion upon us Behold,
Boaz 是来自伯利恒
Boaz came from Bethlehem
带着丰盛的爱而来
He brought with him the fullness of his love
这个摩亚女子就说安慰的话
And he spoke words of comfort to this foreign woman
那样的照顾她
And he took care of her
这个女子很受感动
And she was deeply moved
这个冰凉的心啊里头得到安慰了
The cold heart was warm
哎呀她说我是一个外邦人啊
She said I'm just a foreigner
我是个摩亚的女子啊
I am a Moabite
为什么对我这么好呢
Why you took notice of me
那你这个太好了
You have found such favor
非常的受感动
And she was deeply moved
这不是我们的主耶稣基督吗
Isn't this our
我们想到我们的光景
When we remember our
我们想到我们以往所我们的情形
We remember our former conditions
我们真是不知道我们 不能我们 没法说的
We cannot even speak our former conditions
我们是怎样一般的人
What kind of people we
were 我们都不喜欢自己
We don't even like ourselves
你若是把你的光景统统暴露在人面前的话
If you expose your real conditions to men
你就不要世人不爱你弟兄姊妹也不爱你了
Not only the world will not love you, even brothers and sisters do not dare to love you.
外面还表现得还不错的呀。
Many times from the outside we were good.
但是我们的主都知道。
But our Lord knows our true condition.
外面他也知道，里面光他也知道。
He knows our outward condition and inner condition.
仍然对我们是恩典的话。
Yet he still speaks words of comfort to us. He is still good to us.
那儿同情我们。
He is still full of compassion. He is still full of love.
体贴我们。
And he is full of sympathy.This is the love of God. This is the love of Jesus. Our ministry does not depend upon our love, but we serve with the God's love. Let God's love fill within you.
无论是人心如何,
no matter what man behaves,
这对我怎样,
no matter how they treat us, I still love
不是我爱,
you. Not that I can love you,
主的爱,
but Christ can.
很多人说, 哎呀, 你们基督真好啊。
Some people say, oh, Christians are so good.
真的认识主人说，大家说朋友不是我好，我们好。
But truly, it is not that we are good.
主耶稣好啊。
It's because our Lord is good.
从前我们也和你一样的坏呀。
Before I was just as bad as you are.
不好的，是不是？现在主耶稣从我身上活出来，他好。
Now Christ lives through me, and He is good.
他不仅是这样爱我们。
He not only loves us,
安慰我们。
He also comforts our hearts. His words truly comforts our hearts.
很多时候人生病了，我们去安慰别人呢。
Many times when people are ill, we try to comfort them.
安慰多少像割穴搔痒一样。
And no matter how hard we comfort, it doesn't even.
摸不到人的深处的。
We cannot touch the inner need.
哎，这都道理，我早就听清楚了。
They said, I know everything he told.
你讲就是道理，是不是？
Everything you said is true.
能摸到他的深处。
You can. It doesn't have my inner heart.
因为我们对他不了解。
Because we don't know the
对他痛苦不了解。
We don't know the pain and their suffering.
他在外面的痛苦啊。
We see the physical pain.
没有看到心里面的痛苦。
We do not see their pain and their heart. We don't understand them.
弟兄，对主耶稣了解我们。
Sister,
他知道我们里面的痛苦
He knows our inner pain.
他知道我们里面的为难
He knows our inner difficulties.
所以他的话出来时候能够摸到我们最深处
So when he speaks to us, it touches the deepest part of our heart. And we can be comforted.
叫我们伤痛之心呢能够被抚摸
And our wounded heart can be healed.
亲爱的兄姊妹
and sisters,
那是主耶稣基督来了
That's because Jesus came.
他能够把安慰带给别人
He brought with him comfort.
属灵供应也是这样
Spiritual supply is the same. Jesus came.
你可以来吃。
You can come.
吃饭的时候你可以来吃。
He said, now you can come join us. There's bread.
这里有水。
There's water.
这里还有醋。
There's vinegar.
你光吃饼吃不下去，蘸醋吃。
If you cannot eat the bread, then dip it into the vinegar.
你蘸醋吃，这有什么好处呢？
He said, what good is it?
你知道我们主耶稣在十字架上的时候了，最受不了的时候。
You know, when Jesus was on the cross and the most unbearable time.
他就喊说，我渴了。
He said, I'm thirsty.
那犹太人呢？他们就拿这个拿什么海蓉啊，那个蘸成醋给他尝，给他喝。
And someone had brought with him hyssop dipped in vinegar.
为了什么？减少他的痛。
This will reduce his pain.
这是那时候他们的恩慈的心呐。
This is their heart of compassion.
但主尝了醋，他不肯喝。
But Jesus tasted and he will not drink.
他宁肯为我们受你一切的痛苦。
He would bear all the pains for us.
不肯叫他的那个心稍微得一点安慰。
And he will not allow his heart to become
comforted. 因为他那是为我们死在十字架上。
Because he died for us on the cross.
他那是担当我们的罪。
He bore our sin.
替我们受审判。
And he took the punishment for us.
为我们替我们尝了那死的滋味啊。
And he tasted the taste of death for us.
醋是减少痛苦的。
Vinegar is something that lessens the pain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
是当波阿斯来的时候。
Only when Boaz
不仅是得了饱足。
Not only Ruth was filled,
还能得到安慰。
She was comforted.
然后不仅是又吃饱了。
She was not only filled,
还剩下来。
She still had leftover.
这个路得很好，她剩下就带给她，估计带给她婆婆吃。
Ruth was very good. Whatever she has left over, she brought home to Naomi.
所以你吃饱了，你还能带给别人。
So you will be filled.
你还能够去帮别
人。You can eat and filled, and you can have leftover for others.
你看多丰富。
My sister, you see how rich is the house of God. It's truly the house of God.
不仅叫我们得到饱足。
We can be filled,
并且我们回去之后还能把这粮食带给别人。
And as we return home, we can bring food to others.
叫别人也能得到饱足。
So that others can be filled.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My sisters.
是你家，又是粮食之家。
The house of God is the house of food.
叫我们里头能享受到主的爱。
It's a place we can truly enjoy His love.
叫我们得到安慰。
And we can be comforted.
叫我们得到属灵的供应。
We can receive spiritual help.
这不是神的百姓很需要的吗？
My sister, isn't this what the children need the most?
这不是世人今天所最需要的吗？
Isn't this what the people of this world need the most? Where can they find love?
他们什么地方能得到安慰？
Where can they be comforted?
他们在什么地方能得到粮食？
Where can they find food?
能得到饱足？
Where they can they be satisfied?
只有在神的家的里面。
Only in the house of God.
神的家是良心的家。
The house of God is the house of God.
为什么他们这样的丰富？
Why are they so rich?
因为有伟大的波阿斯。
Because they have the great Boaz.
看哪。
Behold.
波阿斯来自伯利恒。
Boaz came from Bethlehem.
他是从粮食的仓库来的。
He came from the storage house.
他带着这一切丰富而来的。
He brought with him the fullness of God.
亲爱的兄弟们，只要主耶稣来了。
Just.
只要靠着主耶稣基督。无论是我们聚会也好
meetings,
无论是我们个人交通也好
in our individual fellowship,
神的爱显出来了
you will see the
神的安慰安慰了许多的人伤心的人
God will comfort many
神的生命叫人得到供应
and his life shall supply our needs
亲爱的兄弟们
brothers and sisters
一切都在我们的主
everything is in Christ
这是伯利恒
this is Bethlehem
乃是叫神的儿女得到服侍的地方
it's a place which God's children can be ministered upon a place they can receive provision
第三
伯达尼 Bethany
那么再给我一点点时间
Just give me a little bit more time
伯达尼就讲完
And now we'll finish Bethany
伯达尼因为大家都熟悉
You all know Bethany very well
我就不再读圣经
And I will not turn to the scriptures
要读圣经的话呢就是花时间多一点
It will take too much time
那这是记载在路加福音第十章末了
Bethany was recorded in the last chapter of Luke
当主耶稣到了伯达尼的时候啊
When Jesus went to Bethany,
在街上走来走去，没有人接待主耶稣的。
He walked around along the street and no one took him in.
那一天若是没人接待的话
，If that day no one took him in,
那主耶稣可能在街上就过夜了。
Then Jesus probably would have to sleep on the street.
感谢赞美主。
But we praise the Lord.
有一家接待主耶稣。
There is a family that took him in.
这家有三个人。
This family is with three people.
马大、玛利亚、拉撒路。
Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
就接待主耶稣。
And they took Jesus in.
起码主能在那里得到安息的所在。
At least Jesus can receive comfort and rest.
那主当然主的心里很满足。
Of course, Jesus was very satisfied.
能得到安息。
Not only he received rest.
他们做了很多的菜来招待主耶稣。
They also cooked a big meal for Jesus.
最叫主心得了喜乐了。
And the most, the thing that delights his heart the most.
满足的。
There was something that satisfied him the most, that is Mary.
一直坐在主耶稣耶稣脚下听主耶稣讲道。
Mary continued to sit at the feet of Jesus to listen to his word. Jesus continued to talk.
一直听，一直听，一直听。
And she sat there and listened.
弟兄姊妹，她都没有什么，别什么都不想了。
And Mary was not thinking about anything else.
那就是主耶稣话语抓住了。
She was totally captured by the word of Christ.
你这样的讲到人呢，一定很高兴的。
You know, this is really comforts the speaker's heart.
你们肚子饿都忘记了，这样听我讲到的话。
If you have forgotten how hungry you are and listen to me, then I will be delighted.
主耶稣就在伯达尼那个家里头得到是这样一个地方。
And that's the position Jesus received at Bethany.
虽然是他们叫主得了安息。
Although they have given him rest.
他们也主也很高兴。
And Jesus was happy.
玛利亚已经选择了上好的部分了。
Jesus said, Mary has chosen the best.
这是不能夺去的。
It's something that cannot be taken away.
那我并不是说你们要不要教儿童中学里面来进来听到。
That doesn't mean that you should not teach the children's Sunday school and sit here and listen.
还做这做那一件事。
You still have to do many different things.
但是总要看见清楚的话是主教主心最喜欢的。
But you always need to remember, listen to God's word is something delighting the most.
比我们服侍他还喜欢。
This would delight him more than how we serve him. Martha
served. 做很多的菜啊。
Martha cooked a lot.
忙到个地步啊，就是心里忙乱啊。
She was so busy that even her heart was busy.
她就来责备耶稣。
And she complained to Jesus.
主说你没有看我这么忙吗？
Jesus, didn't you see I am so busy?
你为什么吩咐你妹妹来帮助我呢？
Why don't you command my sister to come and help me?
那主耶稣没有说啊，马大，真是对不起啊，你很忙。
Jesus didn't say, Oh, I'm sorry, Martha, I didn't see.
那主耶稣怎么说呢？
What did Jesus say?
马大，马大。
Say, Martha, Martha.
你为许多的事心里烦乱。
You're busy about for many things.
当然不可少的只有一件。
But there's only one thing that cannot be
lacking.
And Mary has chosen the best which cannot be taken away.
主在得了满足。
Jesus has received.
但是主在那里不能还不能得到欢乐来些。
Jesus cannot receive full rest.
因为马大还有马大的脾气。
Because Martha still has her temperament.
抬头觉得还不错，慢慢你就看见了这个，他常想这样想那件事情啊。
In the beginning, Martha was very good, but gradually you began to find out she has think about this and that.
但是也有她的难处的。
Mary was good, but she also had a problem.
拉撒路不要说了。
Lazarus, we don't even need to mention. He has no interest in spiritual things. They have the best guests in their home. He went out to play. So Lazarus has her problem. This family is a good family. But each has their own difficulties. They also have conflicts amongst them. So you can live at this house for one night.But if you're a long-term guest,
这个是让人受不了的。
It's probably unbearable.
每个人有每个难处。
Because each has his own problems. 弟兄姊妹，
若是我们是神的家。
But sister, if we are the house of God,
不仅是来拜访我们一下。
God doesn't just come to visit.
他是要常住在这里。
He lives here forever.
那这是他的家。
Because this is his home.
这是他的居所。
This is his dwelling place.
得到满足和安心的所在。
It's a place where he finds rest and comfort.
那怎样才能叫人主神得到满足和安心呢？
Then how can we give him rest and comfort?
让他住在我们中间呢？
And cause him to stay here forever.
他必须在我们身上做。
He must work in us.
说到了约翰福音十一章啊。
So in John chapter 11,
you see
this family encounter a great